Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming. I'm really glad that you're here. My name is Pastor Glenn Cannon, and I am one of the faculty here at Maryland Bible College and Seminary. And the director is sitting in the back, Pastor Philippe. He is going to, I'm just going to have like a little time in the Word, and then we're going to open it up for questions, and he's going to join me. But this is something that we do every convention. We have people coming from all over the world in different parts of the country, and this is a great opportunity to talk about this, our Bible college, and Bible colleges that you might be having maybe in your own country or your own city. So this is just, thank you so much for coming, and I'm praying that this time together is going to be like very edifying, maybe life-changing. I don't know. God can do that. You know, we've been receiving a lot this week. And so here we've come for another time to take something in. And it's going to be more than information. I really wanted to impart some life before we get into the nitty-gritties of being a Bible college student, coming to Bible college. A little background on myself. So I have been in this church since 1980. I was originally from Massachusetts. I was a very young man, 18 years old, when I came to Christ. And one thing that happened, I was like we all are when we come to Christ. It's like I was so amazed at salvation and this new life. I mean, it was just, I was overwhelmed with the possibilities, and it was just so great getting saved, and I have that same joy, you know, I really do. And it wasn't too long until after I was saved that somebody said to me, "Are you going to go to Bible college?" And I said, "Bible college?" And yeah, why not? You know, I was 18 years old, and eventually I did. I went to Stephen's School of the Bible. They had a three-year program. I took the missionary track. I wanted to be a missionary. And I ended up going from there to about 14 years I lived overseas. I lived in India and then also in Baku, Azerbaijan. And then I came back here in 1997. And since then, I've been working here in the Bible College. So I have like I would say when I was overseas that I realized that God gave me a gift to teach, and I enjoy teaching, and I love our students. I think we have the most amazing students, and this is so much more than just a curriculum and classes. It's family, you know, really. These are, I don't know if you're at the morning session. Did you see the class of 92? Wasn't that awesome? We should do that every year. Like just have is it 25th anniversary? Wow. We're getting old. We're getting older. Okay, so let's pray and then we'll just have a little time in the Bible and we'll talk about why Bible college. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for your Holy Spirit and that you indwell us, Lord. Thank you for being the best teacher. We are your disciples, and you teach us the Word. You feed us your doctrine, and we are so satisfied, but we are also hungry. We're hungry and thirsty for righteousness. We want more. And your promise was that we are blessed because of that and that we would be filled. So even this hour, Lord, this time together, we pray that you would not only answer our questions and speak to this, the reason why we came to this meeting, maybe a thought, a desire to consider Bible college, that you'd not only meet that God, but that we would meet you, that you would just minister to us. And that you would just touch us, Lord. We need your quickening power. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. God, our bodies are tired, and we just need our mind renewed. So we pray you do it, and bless this time now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so if you have your Bibles, I don't know if you have it, but I think I'll just be in one place, and that is Colossians chapter 3. Okay. So I am one of the elders in the church here, so which is such an honor, and just to be with Pastor Schaller and Pastor Schibelli, Pastor Love. You might have met some of these pastors, and we have an incredible team here. We meet once a month, and as elders, and we usually have a time of prayer, and there's such a beautiful oneness that we have in unity. And last meeting, which was right before this convention, one of the things that was brought up, we were talking about helping our students, Bible college students, develop a relationship with their Bible. Like we were just talking about technology nowadays, Kindle, iPad, I don't know. I use it. I don't know if you do. When I come to church, I use my iPad. Please forgive me. but there is like, I would say, all over internationally, there, people aren't reading like they used to. So when I think about my life as a believer, meeting Jesus Christ, the name of the session is Bible College is for You. And I like that. It's an affirmative. It's not like, is Bible College for me? No, it's like, we are here. Maybe you won't come to Bible College, but the Bible College is serving the church. It's serving the mission. So what's going on? How do I develop a relationship with my Bible? Why is my Bible important? Well, the first thing I would say is this, we know and we're growing in our knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. He has come into our life and that changed everything. Jesus is God in the flesh. The Word became flesh. He is the Savior. He died on the cross and we have become disciples when we believe on Him. He's like, follow me. So one of the places where Jesus leads us is to this place. It's a place where many believers from many different countries and backgrounds are gather on a weekly basis to feast on the Bible. And where disciples are learners. And I just think when I think about this book, it is like so much more than information. It's so much more than just principles. Or when I was in Baku, Azerbaijan, we had a Bible college. It's a Muslim country. Revival happened because communism fell. So a lot of people were coming to Christ. But there were some Muslims that wanted to learn the Bible, which is great. So we had them come. We would register people who weren't saved. They would be in the classes. So there was this one gentleman, I wrote this down because I thought it was interesting. His name was El Chin. He was a young man. Comes to Bible college for a year. He was my student in the class. Straight A's. Straight A's. And I just kept waiting for the light to pop. Like we are believers in Christ. We don't believe in Islam or Muhammad. I remember teaching cults and comparative religions, and he would come up to me after the class, and he said, everything you said about Islam was exactly right. I said, thank you, you know. Like, and we used to, in our Bible college, this was awesome, 2 weeks into the semester, 3 weeks, I would be giving altar calls in Bible college. I'd be saying, and people would be raising their hands and coming to Christ. So that's very unique. But this guy didn't, for some reason. So the second year, he came for registration, and I said, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? He says, no, I don't. And I said, If I had a test and that was one of the questions, true or false, what would you write? He'd say, I'd write true. And I said, that's wrong. This is just wrong. How could you, if you don't believe it, how could you write true? He said, because that's the answer you want. And I said, you know what? I said, why are you here? what are you after? And you know what he was after? He was after a diploma. He says, my goal in life is I want to study all the world religions and I want to speak and I want to sort of unify them all, you know, sort of like an ecumenical kind of thing. And I love this man. I still think about him and pray for him. But I said, you know what? That's not what we're about. It's not right. So I wouldn't register him. He didn't get saved there, you know, and he ended up, I don't know where he is today, but what is Bible college? What is this all about? I think God gave us the Bible so we could listen to him. He has spoken and it's been recorded in this book. I think that we come to Bible college prayerfully. We're responding to God. We want to be obedient. We love him and we love his commands and we want to follow him. And it's a spiritual thing, Bible college. It's not about all the other things, the information. And several times in the Bible this happened. God got a hold of a man of God, a prophet, and he would tell him, I want you to eat this book. I want you to eat this book. And that's this book that I have in front of me today. So why would God say that? Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 8 through 10, God says to Ezekiel, open your mouth and eat what I give you. And then God stretched out his hand and there was a book and he spread it out and it said it was written on the front and on both sides. It was just filled with words and God said, eat it. So he did. He said, fill your stomach with it. And what Ezekiel said is that it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. It was sweet like honey. And this is the word of God for those of us who are born again, filled with the Spirit. The word is like food. It is like nourishment for our spiritual bodies. We can't live without food. You can only go, I don't know how long you can go. How long can you go without food? Just water, like 14 days or something, or maybe longer. People fast and, but anyways, we eat the book. This is not only, didn't only say it to Ezekiel, he said it to Jeremiah, Jeremiah 15, 16. He says, I found your word and I ate it and it was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. So Bible college is really about, and I know that's simple, but God has given us his word. He said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. And we come because we need it. And God says, eat it. And it's sweet. Revelation in chapter 10, the angel says to John, he says, I want you to take this book and eat it. And it's going to be very sweet like honey, but it's also a little bit sour in your stomach. So that happens sometimes too, the good and the bad. But I just wanted to speak for a few minutes about the connection between the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. And this is what Colossians chapter 3 is teaching us. It's verse 16. This is a beautiful command. And as I was preparing for this, I just thought, wow, this is so simple. Because I think that this the fact that we're reading a letter, this is a letter that Paul wrote to a church, the church in Colossae. Just the fact that a pastor wrote, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, a letter to people, sometimes that he knew and sometimes that he didn't, it really communicates to me that the Bible is, it's really like a love letter. if you love somebody and you write something very sweet and they get that letter, it's like, this is communication. The Old Testament, it was instruction, and it was between a father and a son. It's relationship. It's so much more than just rules or laws, but God is communicating his heart. He's speaking to his children, and I love that. One of the promises of this new covenant that he's given to us was that God would internalize his word. He would actually, rather than being something on the outside, something they put on their head, something they put on the wall, God says, I'm going to write on your heart. And this is why, this is what God is after in Bible college, is internalizing that these principles or these promises would be written inside. And this is what verse 16 says. So let's read this. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. What a simple verse. But this is the pastor speaking to people, and this is the goal, I think, of God in our life, that the word of Christ, the words that Christ spoke and the word of God would find a home, a permanent residence in our heart, that it would dwell there. It's the same word as like when we receive Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us, never to leave, never to forsake us. We are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. We need to be filled. We need to keep asking, fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. But he's there. This is what God desires, that the word would also indwell us, that it would be part of us, that inner man, the core of our being, would have this word spoken to our hearts. Dwell richly. So this word richly, I looked this one up, and I thought it was amazing. One commentator said, for the word to dwell richly, it's to dwell in a deep, lasting, penetrating way. Isn't that interesting? Like, this Bible college isn't like surface. It's not just a bunch of things being thrown out there, or let's just learn Genesis to Revelation, the books of the Bible. But it's like God meeting us in the classroom, and then he goes in a penetrating way. And this is why we need to, like, let it dwell. Like, this is what, just like we need to say, God, fill me with your Holy Spirit, we need to also say, God, I want your word. Now, it's just amazing because there are Christians all over this planet who are going to heaven when they die, and they don't have a relationship with the Bible. They might hear it in church. They might have a Bible, but it sits on their shelf. And I think most of us, when we're walking with God, we're following Jesus, he tells us the most important thing in your life is to understand my word. And not just as on your head, but in your heart. So that's why students come here. They're hungry for God. They want to know him. They want God. They're saying, God, I want your word to find a place in my heart, because I know I'm going to stand before you a million years from tonight. I'm going to be in your presence. And that's just an amazing thing. And it says, richly with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So, when I was studying this, the thing that really struck me, there's three participles, there's three sort of commands. Not only are we letting God put his word inside of us, but it says that we become teachers, we become admonishers, we become singers. Those are the three things. Earlier in the book, Paul says, this is what I'm doing in this church. I'm teaching, preaching, and exhorting. And this is why we go to church and we sit there and God speaks to us through our pastor, and or we open our Bible at home, and this is what God's doing. He's teaching us. he's preaching to us, and he's exhorting us. We need to be sort of shaken up sometimes. You ever get shaken? But this verse is saying that it's all of our responsibilities. It's sort of like God has loved us, and then he says, I want you to love me. And we say, I love you, God. And then God is saying, you love me, then I want you to love my people. I want you to serve my people. This is really like why we go to the Bible and we spend time there and we labor to let it do its work. We don't just like turn it off, but we're like sitting under it and we're just submitting ourselves to it because God is teaching us. But then it's like the idea is that it's not just about us, but it's about other people making disciples. Just like we're Jesus' disciples, he wants us to make disciples of other people. Isn't that good? I like that. So in order to do that, we need to know the Bible. People are going to ask us questions. We have questions. I love, I don't know, I think Jesus is like doing so much in this world. He's sending people into countries where they've never heard the name of Jesus Christ. And if you ever go on a missions trip, one of the first things you learn is that people are hungry. They have questions. The Bible isn't easy to understand, and you do the best that you can, but you realize very quickly, I need to know these things. I need to have the answers. So I need to go, and God does it. And we become teachers. We become exhorters. And the last part was we become singers. And this is so interesting that maybe the early church, we don't know much about how they worship. But this is like, to me, it's saying this is the goal of God. We're here to get to know him intimately. It's like this is his love letter to us. We're gonna like listen to these promises, and they're gonna become ours. But not only that, but we're responders, and we're singing. We actually, and all over the world, I love worship services. I love sometimes when I'm at church, I just like will look at the body singing. Do you ever do that? You just see there, beautiful. Devotion. This is what it's about. We're worshiping him for what he's done, and it's just awesome. And what I think Paul is saying here is that God wants that word that's written on our heart to be on our lips. He wants us to be proclaiming, and it means like singing. And I love that we can learn songs and maybe like hymns or psalms. It's like the word of God put to music. And this is how we learn it. And isn't it great? Like you're just driving in your car and you'll start singing scripture to yourself, really believing it. And it ministers to you. And this is, I think, the goal of God is that we would be singing with grace, thanksgiving in our hearts to the Lord. Wow. Simple. So, in closing, I was thinking about this conference, thinking about the rock, and we're built upon that rock, which is Jesus Christ. But we are all living stones, like Livingston, living stones. We have been made alive. We're fitly framed together. We're joined to one another, building this amazing thing called the church. In the Old Testament, when they were building the temple, do you remember this? 1 Kings chapter 6. They would not allow any of that chiseling to take place in the temple area. So there would be a quarry where God would take these stones, and they used to do all the chiseling, all the work. So the Bible College is sort of like God's quarry. This is where he does his work. This is where he starts to chisel. And I think it was Michelangelo who would see a slab of marble, and he would say, there is an angel in there, and I'm going to set it free. And he would start going to work. And then he would do something like an amazing, beautiful, lifelike statue. And maybe our God is like that. He sees us as a slab of marble. And he's saying, come into my quarry. It's going to be challenging. It maybe won't be the easiest thing, relocating. But I'm going to do a deep work in you. I'm going to write on your heart. I'm going to, my word is going to find a home in you. Every room of your soul is going to be filled with my promise, my love letter to you. And then you're going to be teaching others, you're going to be admonishing, and you're going to be singing. And maybe you say, I can't sing. That's okay. It doesn't matter. Making melody, making harmony. There's a new song that we're going to be singing in heaven someday. And I think that's what we're doing now. We're learning how to sing. We're learning the tune. We're learning to harmonize with the angels and the saints in eternity. So when we get there, we'll know the words because we took the time to eat the book. Let's eat the book. Okay, Father, thank you for this verse in Colossians. We do pray as your people that your word would find place, that we would let it dwell in us richly, that it would penetrate, it would be deep and lasting, and that we would become teachers, Lord. Teach us so we can become teachers. Love us so we can become lovers. Forgive us so we can become forgivers. And we thank you for the church. We thank you for equipping the saints to equip them for the work of the ministry, Lord. And we just want to follow you, and we thank you that you lead us to this place where we can study and we can let this work be done, and then that it wouldn't stop there, but it would actually go into all the world through your leading and your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. So just bless our time now with questions and answers, and we just thank you for your promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, wow. Thank you. That was awesome. Simple, but so how many here are thinking possibly about Bible college sometime in your future that you'd like to come to Bible college? Okay, great. Do you have questions? Some students are here. How about maybe before we have the questions, maybe a testimony or two. We have Nathan, you just graduated from China. Do you want to share something about what Bible college means? I know you didn't come here specifically thinking about that. This is what happens when you go to Bible college. You get called upon. And it's like, the Bible said in season, out of season. But it's amazing because you've spent time. You have something to say usually. Do you have anything?
Just a simple testimony. You can do it. It's interesting. 3 years ago, it's my first time to come for a convention. In the same room, I came here for a Bible college class. It's an example for the Bible college class. And in the same room, and Pastor Glenn Cannon teach the Philemon class. Yeah. So it's very interesting. Now sit here. So 2 years ago, I came here for Bible college in Baltimore, and I really like for being here. The reason I came here is I really think, when we are young, when we have time, really important to know God's word, how God's word can fit our daily life in details. And it's so important. It's just like a menu. God give us a menu we can read the manual when we are living on the world. So when we go to the heaven, we know God better. So it's a, for me, kind of a duty, kind of joy to know this manual, to know God's heart, know His nature. And by going to Bible college, it's just a good method. As we go, whatever we do in the world, we go to go to university to learn something. I'm an engineer. I go to university for 4 years to learn to be an engineer. So we are Christians, so we also need to go to the class and learn about the Bible and God if necessary.
Wow. Very good. Another testimony? Anybody else? A Bible college student? Former? Oh, I'm the kind of person, like, naturally, like, I feared speaking publicly. I still do a little bit, but, and it's just amazing that I know the feeling, but you take a step of faith and God meets you. He gives you something to say. But that's what I used to do, just put my eyes down. Philippe, do you want to say something? Do you? Okay. We, yes, question.
Testimony. Let's do it. Oh, the remote sites. I love that. Okay, let's hear that.
Yeah. We were like one of the privileged churches to be accepted as an experiment. To have biblical psychology almost live, 1 week difference. But it's nothing. We have been wanting to do that for years, I think. Huh? I mean, us, we wanted so much to have the same classes that were given here, you know, like at the same time. Of course, I mean, we have Grace Hour and we are kept in the spirit of what's going on here, but, you know, we wanted more. Anyway, so it happened. Pastor Philippe said, okay, we can take you. And just want to say that it changed. It must be very powerful. I mean, I've been with the ministry for 33 years, and it's like I'm new. It's like I realize it must be very powerful because it's changing our church presently, that class. I'm very touched. I can cry before you guys because I've never seen so many. I mean, I cannot say that Quebec province is such an open and warm place for the gospel, for disciples. I mean, I don't know. The immigrants are open. But just that, I mean, I have never seen so many students in the class. And not only sometimes the first time, for the first three classes, you have a lot of people suddenly, whoops, you finish, you are 2, 3. But no, they stayed all the session. I mean, and Pastor James, you know, he could witness himself that there was a momentum that was created through that. And we're not making it on purpose. We're just receiving. And things are changing in our church. It's beautiful. The life in Montreal, we see it. We see that there's life there. And we are very, very thankful.
That's so good. So what that was, she was, for years we have had our courses here recorded, and there is like a place where there's over 50 of our classes, the entire thing, online for free. You could watch classes. So we've had some of our affiliate ministries offer those classes, sort of get the DVDs but what we're doing now is actually in the semester, like Pastor Shallow will be here in this classroom teaching, and that same week we have sites all over the country, actually all over the world, that are watching that same class, and those students are registering with us. It's about half of the price that it costs to take the class here live. And we are doing correcting the homeworks. We're doing all the administration. So it's really helping our pastors who don't have the time or the energy to have a Bible college where like a Bible college is ready to go. All you have to do is get the students together one time a week to watch those 2 hours of classes. But it's more than that. So Montreal, where was the other one? Finland? Was it Houston, Texas? And Happer. So this was our pilot schools, we call them. We just gave it a trial. And was it successful? Did you have some graduates, like Pastor James said, this year? Five took it for credit, okay. Did you have some type of a celebration, like where they, okay, I love that. Okay. Wow. Yes, the attendance. Wow. Wow. Isn't that amazing? So maybe your local church doesn't have a Bible college or they don't offer classes. You could ask them to speak to Pastor Philippe, your pastor, and to see if maybe your church can become a site where a couple of classes could be offered or just one class. It's really up to the pastor. That is an option. Maybe your local church, you know, maybe that's not a possibility. You could take classes here through correspondence. We do have a program set up. But I would say ideally, if possible, if God has called you, if you want to make a really excellent decision to submit yourself to this quarry for God to do his work and you could come here. We want to help you to make that possible. So our semester is starting at the end of August. We have students already coming from all different parts of the world and different parts of the country. And with that decision that you make, there are lots of questions. And we have material. I have it available here, an application process. There's like, you know, just a thing that you go through to get all your ducks in a row, and then we try to help you with, once you get here, getting settled, going through the registration process, what classes should you take, and we have a 1 year Pathfinder certificate program, 2 year associate's degree, and then a 4 year bachelor's. So if you're a full-time student, you're studying, we have a night Bible college, so every night here, Monday through Friday, except for Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. There are classes from around 6 o'clock till about 9 or 10. These two classrooms, we are filled with students. We have maybe about 150, 200 students. Is that right? Yeah. So Pastor Schaller, Pastor Schibelli, Pastor Love, this is our faculty. Pastor Jason Moore, Pastor Speedy, Pastor Philippe, incredible. So any questions? Now is the time. We have about 5 minutes. Does it get over a quarter past? Okay. Any questions? Yes. Yes. So how much does it cost? For a full-time student, I would say a rough estimate, full-time classes, it's about maybe $2,500 for the year. That's two semesters. So it's about $1,000 for a full-time student. So, yes. Yeah, that's a very good question. With internationals, the process is a little more, you're detailed, it's online, and there's a committee that meets. And because of different parts of the world people are coming, and because of their financial needs, We have some on-campus employment, so a lot of our internationals come here and they work. They're able to make enough money to cover their living expenses. We have like sort of apartments across the street where some of those are dorms, and we have our students. So the major expense, I think, coming to Bible College is not really the tuition, but it's the living expense. So it's getting a job and then, you know, trusting God for that. Yes. No, it's more like what we do is at a registration process, we ask students to bring 25% of your whatever. So if you're taking a full load of classes, it's about $250, $300 that you need to bring. And then there's a payment plan where each month you would pay. So with internationals, it's maybe usually they to get a visa, they have to show the American Embassy that they have sufficient funds to live and also to study. So that's where if they have an on-campus employment position, maybe they have a family that's sponsoring them, that's all like money to the government. And so we might have like a $9,000 amount like for the year that they need to prove, but we can help them with, that's it. It's about $9,000 is the... That's for our year. That's 10 months. Isn't that good? Okay. I think maybe they were talking about if you move into the dorm, they might take 1 month for like deposits. So when you move out, you get that back if everything's. So what is it, like $350 maybe a month for a student? So maybe that first month they would have to have $700 plus maybe they're starting to work, so they'd get on a payment plan, you know. So it's we have students, some that come that have resources and means and or sponsor, then some that come with like very little, and they've done it successfully. They've made it, so it's challenging. Yes. Yeah. So that's a very good question. Like, what are we basically teaching here? We used to have Christian education, ministry, missions, and now we just have Bible, what is it called? Biblical studies. We have one, an associate's and a bachelor's degree in biblical studies. So we sort of, this was back in 2009, we took our curriculum and we just focused it on the things that we've been teaching all of these years. So there are missions courses, counseling courses, education courses, but the real major focus in our Bible college is on the Bible. You go through the books of the Bible at least twice, sometimes in like a survey view, and then you'll have like classes where you're going, you know, chapter by chapter. Or so that is our, yeah. And oh, look at that, honey, this is a sheet that we have available in these packets, and it just breaks down how many, like we have 12 biblical courses, 7 theological. One thing that we have is a foundations course, we call it. It's Pastor Stevens, who was like my teacher, Pastor Schaller's teacher, and we have his classes pre-recorded from the past, and students love that. You know, some students really enjoy. He was such a great teacher. 7 missions courses, 3 counseling, 7 leadership courses, and 2 Christian education courses. So you're getting very broad range, but it is focused on the Bible. I think it's much better than it used to be. I think it is. So thank you for that, honey. Yes. So we have, and this would be a great way to end our session, in the frontier, I'll put it on this table, we have these packets, we call them, with all of the course. There's an application, there's our curriculums in there. It's just a cover letter, what we're offering next semester. Is there anything about the satellite schools in there? No. Do you want to say anything about that, Pastor? Excellent. Yes. That's a good question. We usually, on our website, we have everything. Oh, this is the price. There's a price sheet here, too, which is really nice just to see. Do you know what? We really, we do have, like, if I could give that to you, because I do it all the time, something, not maybe the website, but something that they could take, you could take back. That would be great. Mexico City. Yes. Now, this is one thing I'll close with this. This would be great to just have in your, you know, thinking. A couple of years ago, we started for American students, high school graduates. If you graduate and you apply for Bible college the year that you graduate, we have a free year of tuition classes. It's about $2,000, maybe more, that you're saving. And the idea was for high school students who don't know what they're doing, and they would just like to just let God write on their hearts. They want to come to get the word of God internally. They can come here. Isn't that great? Yes. It is not. Now, it was. We did it for several years, and there were many students that came for it, but we just found it was so that we made a policy decision maybe a year ago or two, and we stopped that. So it's no longer for internationals. Isn't that a bummer? But I think it was just a lot of work for us. Yeah. Okay, yes, that's another point. We have this, like, because we had so many applicants, we asked them to have at least 12 credits of Bible college under your belt before applying, our international students. So, yes. That's amazing. So, yeah, don't let the financial, like, the first thing is just that, well, one thing that we really look for is the pastor of the local church that's affiliated with us supporting that, thinking that that's going to be a great, you know, this would be a great person, a potential leader to come. So, Donna, did you have one more thing? Okay. That's a good question, and I think Pastor Stan Collins he was translating everything. Yeah, so maybe it would be the Peru website or what Pastor Stan is doing. Do you know what we are going to do, though, because of the time and getting ready for church tonight? We'll close the general meeting, and then if you have any questions, myself and Pastor Philippe are going to be available. Maybe you want to come and get a packet and you want to ask us something, so that way we could be free to go and get built up. Okay. So Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for our Bible college, our Bible colleges. Bless us now as we dismiss. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.